Good evening on the Over the Hump Wednesday here. This is Butcher on Sports. Simply Butcher's here. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Yes, this Over the Hump Wednesday here. Hopefully that you got over the hump here. And then some here, okay? How about some sports news you can't get enough of? And maybe then some. Let's go NFL first, okay? Some great news for the city of Detroit and surrounding areas as the NFL announced that the 2024 NFL Draft presented by Bud Light will take place in downtown Detroit. The area is around Campus Martius Park and also Hearts Plaza will serve as the event site for the draft, which has become most anticipated sport event of the year for tens of thousands of fans who will be attending the three-day event and millions more watching and engaging around the world on television. And then some here. Another groundbreaking news here that HBO and NFL Films are partnering with the Detroit Lions for the unfiltered all-SS look at what is going to be taking place in the National Football League with Hard Knocks training camp with the Detroit Lions. This is a 5-episode series that's going to debut on Tuesday, August the 9th from 10 to 11 o'clock with additional hour-long episode debuting sequence on Tuesday at the same time, culminating on or in September the 6th, which will be the season finale. The first sports-based reality series and one of the fastest turnaround programs on TV there. It will debut on HBO or be available to stream on HBO Max. So you got regular television, don't have no cable? I don't know what to tell you. Detroit Lions also announced that they have signed free agent tight end Garrett Griffin. Griffin comes to the Lions after spending 6 seasons with the New Orleans Saints on the practice squad. Read it and weep, boys and girls. Also, while the NFL was down south in Florida, having a ball with the owners and whatnot, well, really, they were doing a lot of work getting ready for this upcoming season. Some playing rules has been resolved, okay? One of the playing rules that basically, I think, got under a whole lot of people's skins, and this amendment was brought out by Indianapolis, second by Philadelphia. Rule 16 that will allow both teams of the opponents the opportunity to possess the ball in overtime in a postseason game. As you know, Buffalo got shanked, and they never forgotten about it there. Also, a committee ruled that's going to make changes with the free kick formation and change implement during the 2021 season that establishes the maximum amount of players in a setup zone there. That means, in a nice little way, the wedge that most players want to see, which has been banned for so many years, may be allowed to be taking place again. We'll see during preseason because that's when everything will hit the fan. The Detroit Pistons released that Chris Smith underwent ACL reconstructive procedures on his left knee. The procedure was performed yesterday in Chicago with consultation from the team doctors. The injury occurred during the Motor City Cruise March 8th contest against the Canton Charge. Smith is set to begin his rehab immediately and will be out indefinitely. And the reason I gave that information there, because a lot of our good players who, by the way, going to the playoffs, which is the Motor City Cruise, are on that team. That are Pistons, I repeat again, Piston property. Boy, they can use that property now because their team stinks. The New York Rangers and the Detroit Red Wings are playing right now in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena, downtown Detroit. The score is right now, after one period of play, 2-2. 2-2. Hopefully, it gets better for the Red Wings, because they've really been in a hole lately here. And then some. That's an understatement, I think, really, truly. I'm just trying to be very proper and nice about it here, but... Oh, they have done, the Pistons included, have not done Little Caesars Arena any good. Well, maybe the Red Wings, because people do come out and see them. As I see a full-fledged crowd out tonight of viewing the game on the telly here while I'm doing the show. Tiger Woods is practicing at Augusta National and hoping to play in the Masters, which starts next Thursday. The news comes just days after they reported, and many have reported, that Woods was walking the Medalist Golf Course, a popular course for professionals, with caddy Joe LaCave. Do it mean that Tiger Woods is going to play in the Masters? No, he has not given any official word as of yet. But I love hearing the people who want to start crap up in the media and just get everyone geeked up here to a no, not one, and don't wait on the participant, which again is Tiger Woods, to announce what he wants to do. Now, he has been laid off for 18 months since Woods last played an official event. That's a long time to, with the injuries that he had occurred in that accident, car accident, that is, for him to give anything definite. So he's going to make sure, probably, without a doubt, that he can do some things that he has not really practicing doing for a long time. Like walking. They don't get a cart, you know, to go from hole to hole. They got to walk it. And that's a lot of work here. I know. I have a knee surgery here. And the only thing that helped me is a lot of walking. For many reasons, medicinal and otherwise. As a full card that has been announced for this Saturday night at Detroit Brawl. The Detroit Brawl event is going to be at the Lincoln Ballroom at the Ford Community and Performance Arts Center in Dearborn, Michigan, right on Michigan Avenue. Presented by Salada, a promotion, five fights are scheduled in support of the eight-round main event match featuring the return of Detroit undefeated lightweight fighter Eric D. Leon. And I have not seen him in a very long time. I remember this young man when he first started off at 16 years old. He's getting back together again. He's getting the band back together again. He's taking on hard-nosed Mexican City veteran Juan Jose Martinez. Now, there's a limited quantity of VIP tickets left. You can maybe acquire on them by calling area code 313-529-7604 for tickets for this fine event that's going to be happening in Dearborn on Saturday night. Get a scratch on that one. While I'm in that mood, let me talk about WrestleMania. Starting this Friday with SmackDown and NXT with some choice things going on this Friday. It's going to be pretty doggone cool in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for WrestleMania. Matches have been set. I'm not going to go through all of them because, again, yours truly want to be surprised. For 2 days, have some fun and watch wrestling and get a good laugh or something. The big popper battle is going to be Brock Lesnar against Roman Reigns for that Universal title and the WWE title. To unify the bad boy. I just don't know what, again, WWE is thinking, but it gotta be something down the road a piece that they're gonna benefit from. And definitely, I see some benefits because I've seen a lot of SmackDown wrestlers go over to Raw and vice versa. So they might get back to something that they should never gotten rid of, is that here's your Raw wrestlers, here's your SmackDown wrestlers, and you got to watch either or program to see who you like or who you enjoy watching wrestling. So, with that little thing occurring, Saturday and Sunday, I'll definitely be involved. Friday, after paying the bills and all, buy a pizza or something, enjoy some wrestling, and get some laughs. And have a delicious beverage to go along with it to wash it down. Now, affected in 2022-2023 school year, the schools with 814 more students are in the Class A. Now, those schools maybe include this year, and I definitely got the list right here. I'm just pulling it out. Say, for instance, Sault Ste. Marie was basically Class B. They're now officially Class A. Detroit Henry Ford is now from Class B, moving up to Class A. Now, there's some enrollment limitations. Well, Class B is 388. The 813 Class C is 183 to 387. And schools with the Class D marker will be going in there with 182 or fewer students. That's the breakdown of the whole situation. Schools like Ecorse, for example, who play Class B all year, will now go to Class C. It's a very exclusive list on the MHSAA website there, okay? So you want to see that exclusive list, because a lot of the schools are changing the ranks and whatnot there. Not a lot of majors, but again, if you want to see that list and see if your school's involved, check it out on MHSAA.com website, okay? You can find it right there and get all the breakdown. Now, the breakdown of that particular, I see 32 schools will move up in class for 2022-23 season, while 24 schools will move down in class. So you definitely, again, you want to check that list out and see if your school is part of that particular there, okay? All righty now. Shaquille O'Neal, one of the greatest Los Angeles Lakers, Orlando Magic, and any other team, including the Miami Heat of all time, and perhaps the most dominant big man ever, perhaps. I'll use the words perhaps, has just added a new trophy to his used collection, boys and girls. Now, on Sunday, I know you heard a lot of news on Sunday about the the Oscars. On Sunday, he was part of the Oscars. He and Golden State Warriors superstar Stephen Curry won an Academy Award for their documentary short film, The Queen of Basketball. Now, what I looked up about the particular movie, which I had the pleasure of watching, the film is a highlight of Lucian Harris, a member of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, who died early this year. She was considered one of the greatest women basketball players ever and a pioneer for females in sports in college, definitely there. She was a member of the Delta State University Lady Statesmen. She dominated the landscape by leading her team to three consecutive national titles while being named the Associate for Intercollegiate Athlete Woman Tournament of the Year and Most Valuable Player, indeed, of those particular wins. Three of them in a row. Talk about Connecticut. Her national team, she was on the national team that won a gold medal in the 1975 FIBA World Championship. And she also had a silver medal for the Olympics the following year in 1976. Now, in 1977, Harris was the first woman officially drafted by an NBA team, the New Orleans Jazz. Although she had no interest in trying out for the team, probably mainly because She was pregnant at the time. That's how good she was. Could you imagine in those days and time, her and Pete Maravich getting together on the floor? That would have been something, but it never happened. But hats off to Shaquille O'Neal, Stephon Curry, for, I mean, getting some history out there. We don't talk about the Myers and some of the other lady basketball players who painted the way for so much to be going on in women's basketball these days there. And it's about time we have those conversations, because people are thirsty to get that. And a lot of the kids who are brought up right now in this world, in the schools, or whatever, don't get a taste of the history that makes this game so great and why they want to watch it or why they want to participate in it. It's more than the money. Believe that. It is more than the money. That ends my tour of duty for this week on Butchard Sports. And there's something else I gotta put into this particular show. Maybe not. Is there something I'm forgetting? No, I'm not forgetting. Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to talk about it myself. Will Smith slapping the crap out of Chris Rock. I don't know. See, I hear a lot of things that Will Smith was just very wrong, very crazy. He shouldn't have never done this on national TV. And this is before the Best Actor of the Year award was given, and he won it. We're talking about Will Smith. But let me ask you something, especially the men. If someone's out there talking about your wife, most of you, I know, come on, be truthful, it's not going to ignore that. That's your wife. You got to go home with her. I'm just saying. No one wants to talk about that. No one wants to talk about Chris Rock not having any idea that Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett, was going through some problems and some concerns health-wise either. You know, we all don't have to go right on TMZ and tell our business, you know what I'm saying? But people close to you know what's happening and know how much that affects them. You know, comedians have a funny way of doing their business because they can talk about people and sometimes get away with it. And I see it on late night television and a whole lot of other things. That's why I don't watch it. Because it's always a slap in the face of a person that basically don't have no way of defending themselves. And before you tell a joke, you got to get the inside out, inside being spontaneous and give them your 369 in the box. And I know people want to see Will Smith get kicked in the rear end. That's what most negative people want to see. But they don't look at the madam or the matter at heart. That this man was talking about this man's wife. National TV and a huge audience. Maybe it was wrong for him to walk up there and knock the crap out of the man. Maybe he should have did it at another time or found time to say, hey, look, you know, before you tell a joke, know about the situation. He's always nice to talk about someone's head because it's bald. Get the facts. I'm done. Butchard Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling production. That's just my take on it, boys and girls. That's my take. Hey, you can, you know, talk all the crap you want, but hey, check me out on Butchard Sports. And also, you can check me out on Podomatic.com. I'm just losing it. Type in SimpleButchToo.podomatic.com. Also, go to the Game Sports Show at thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. And the series of shows that we have on that medium, such as the Game Sports Show, the Game Sports Show, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and a lot of other goodies there. And check us out. Yes, we'll be on our regular day on Monday next week from 6 to 8 o'clock. Barring anything going wrong with Scott Nason, Dave McKagan, myself, and guests galore there. So, everybody have a great, great weekend. Be nice to one another. And also, I ain't forgetting, be safe. Because we don't know when we got to turn back to what we were doing. Maybe a month ago. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody.